Today is November 27th, 2022, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Grace Harbor Territory, ideal for berry culture. Grace Harbor County, as the future berry production center of the Pacific Northwest, which is the equivalent of saying the greatest berry section in the world, is the vision caught by men who have studied the conditions of soil and climate which this district affords. In no other part of the state of Washington, they point out, do certain varieties attain such marked perfection of color, size, and flavor as they do in the valleys and along the hillsides, where the moist breezes from the Pacific blowing across the harbor and up the Chehalis River help the fertile soil and warm sunshine produce the most prolific crops. For hundreds, perhaps thousands of years, nature has reserved this section for her most marvelous stand of timber, and now that man has removed much of this to satisfy his need for shelter and other comforts, she offers this quick-yielding crop to take its place and ring again into productivity the many acres which are now barren and waste. In other news, Allen Drug Company store is gutted by morning fire. The Allen Drug Company store at Market and O Streets in Aberdeen was gutted in the rear by fire, which was discovered at about 5 o'clock this morning. Patrolman Powers saw smoke issuing from a rear door and notified the fire department, which had considerable difficulty in fighting flames on account of the fumes from various drugs which were destroyed. The fire was controlled before the flames spread to the front part of the store. The building, which is owned by J.J. Carney, was fully insured, as were the contents of the store owned by R.L. Allen. In other news, child struck by delivery truck gets broken arm. Harry Ross, a 4-year-old child residing at East 1st Street, was struck by a delivery truck driven by Ivan Bosarth at 2:30 o'clock this afternoon and escaped with a broken arm and minor bruises. Bosarth, who drives a truck for the Help Yourself store, stated to the police that the child ran into the street directly in front of his car. The child was taken to the Aberdeen General Hospital, where the attending physician pronounced that the broken arm and bruises were the only injuries suffered. After the bone was set, the child was removed to his home. And finally, Aberdeen boy is winner of place at West Point. Successfully passing an examination held in Hoquiam recently for admission to West Point, Lawrence E. Shaw of Aberdeen has been nominated to attend the United States Military Academy. Shaw, who is the son of Mrs. Bell Shaw, is a member of the senior class of Aberdeen High School and will be graduated in June. His nomination was announced by Congressman Albert Johnson. Shaw and other principals and alternates must take a final examination next March at the Vancouver, Washington Barracks. Arthur W. Thayer of Hoquiam is named alternate. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on November 26, 1922. With the chill of the season now upon us, we invite you to step into the warmth of the Polson Mansion by spending a leisurely hour or two exploring Grace Harbor County's history at the Polson Museum in Hoquiam. We're open Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4, with a museum store well stocked for the season. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.